Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Do you ever feel like success isn't just about the 10,000-hour rule? Like maybe the 10,000 hours just doesn't cut it? Well, I want to talk about a great book today, Malcolm Gladwell's Outliers. And I know the 10,000-hour rule is also from Malcolm Gladwell. But what Outliers does well is it goes deeper. It cracks open a truth that we often miss. Exceptional achievement, whether or not we're entrepreneurs or we're just trying to be exceptional in all areas of our life, exceptional achievement isn't solely about talent or hard work. It's about a confluence of factors. A lot of these factors, many of which are within our control. Now, if you haven't read this book, here's the gist. Exceptional success isn't just about talent or hard work. It's about this fascinating blend of hidden advantages, cultural legacies, and even the luck of being in the right place at the right time. So, Today, we're focusing on how to gain a competitive advantage in the marketplace by harnessing some of these outlier principles. Now, what is the overarching takeaway? Success isn't solo. It's a team sport, even if the team is invisible. Here are some of the findings outlined in the book. We'll start with this, and then I will talk to you about how these findings apply to you, your life, your business. So the first rule discussed is the 10,000 hour rule. This is popularized by Malcolm Gladwell. It's based on research by psychologist Anders Ericsson. The 10,000 hour rule suggests that mastery requires extensive, deliberate practice. However, Gladwell goes beyond this, emphasizing the importance of how and where that practice takes place. It's quality over quantity. It's not just about logging hours, but engaging in focused, purposeful practice that pushes you beyond your comfort zone. There is power in environment as well. Exceptional performers often have access to specialized training, mentors, communities that accelerate their learning. Think of the young Bill Gates, who had access to a high school computer lab in the 1960s, which was super rare at the time. So what's the application for anyone listening to this, entrepreneurs listening to this? Build your own 10,000 hour ecosystem by surrounding yourself with the right people, the right resources, and the right learning opportunities. Invest in coaching, join mastermind groups, seek out environments that foster growth. Second finding, cultural legacies. This concept is rooted in sociology and anthropology. So our cultural backgrounds shape our beliefs and our behaviors in profound ways. This isn't just about nationality or ethnicity. It includes family traditions, socioeconomic status, and the communities we belong to. So the hidden advantage, well, cultural legacies can provide unique strengths like a strong work ethic, a focus on education, or a network of supportive relationships. However, our cultural upbringing can also create blind spots that can lead to unconscious biases or limiting beliefs. So for entrepreneurs listening, reflect on how your cultural background influences your entrepreneurial style. Embrace your strengths, but be mindful of potential biases. So seek out diverse perspectives and challenge your assumptions and broaden your thinking. The next concept discussed is the Matthew effect. So this was coined by sociologist Robert K. Merton. The term references a verse in the Gospel of Matthew, highlighting the concept of accumulated advantage. And the concept highlights the compounding nature of advantage. So those who start with an initial advantage, whether it's talent or resources or opportunity, tend to gain more advantages over time. Now, this leads to a snowball effect where early successes, even small ones, attract more attention or resources, more opportunities, creating a positive feedback loop. And there's going to be a challenge of catching up, right? For those who start behind, the Matthew effect can create significant obstacles to overcome. And lastly, for an entrepreneur listening, you want to focus on achieving early wins and leveraging them to gain momentum. You want to seek out opportunities to stack advantages, whether it's securing early funding, building a strong team, or even gaining traction with early adopters. The next research finding is about timing and how timing is almost everything. Gladwell's research reveals that birth year, economic cycles, and even technological shifts can significantly impact someone's trajectory. So there is the birth year advantage. Being born at the right time can open doors to unique opportunities. Think of Silicon Valley's early pioneers who came of age during the rise of personal computers. There's economic cycles. So downturns can be devastating, but they also create fertile ground for innovation. So Airbnb was born during the 2008 recession. This is a prime example. There could be revolutions. So right now we're witnessing the AI revolution, right? There's a shift with AI. Entrepreneurs who understand and leverage AI will have a distinct advantage. So by understanding the 10,000 hour rule, cultural legacies, the Matthew effect, and the pivotal role of timing, you can approach your entrepreneurial journey with a deeper understanding of the multifaceted factors that influence success. Remember, it's not just about raw talent or hard work. It's about creating an environment that fosters growth, leveraging your unique cultural strengths, capitalizing on early wins to create snowball effect, and recognizing when the tides of opportunity are turning in your favor. Now, let's talk about the crucible of difficulty. Outliers challenges the notion that a smooth path leads to success. Gladwell's research shows that many high achievers faced significant challenges that paradoxically became catalysts for their growth. So there's a few thoughts that come from this. The necessity of struggle. Obstacles force us to adapt, innovate, and develop resilience. resilience. Think of entrepreneurs who weathered recessions only to emerge stronger and more resourceful. Next is the desirable difficulty. Psychologists have found that tasks that are slightly too hard, not too easy, not impossible, create the optimal conditions for learning and growth. Another concept is post-traumatic growth. So research suggests that individuals who experience trauma can undergo profound positive transformations, develop greater empathy, resilience, and a deeper appreciation for life. And lastly, there's a concept of the inverted U. Even positive experiences like wealth or fame can have diminishing returns beyond a certain point. Moderate amount of stress and challenge often leads to higher performance and well-being. So what's the takeaway? Well, adversity isn't the roadblock. It's a detour that can lead to unexpected destinations. When you embrace challenges, this can unlock hidden strengths and really
nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds!
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Propel us towards our goals. So reframe your relationship with adversity. Think about what challenges have you faced that in hindsight have made you stronger or more resourceful? How can you create desirable difficulties in your work or personal life that can accelerate your growth? Now, there is no magic formula in the book Outliers that actually is a perfect roadmap for success. But what the book does well, what Malcolm Gladwell does exceptionally well, is he reveals a set of principles that we can leverage to tilt the odds in our favor. So what can we do? Well, there are 8 principles that you can pull from this book. So number 1, you can embrace the power of community. You can surround yourself with mentors, peers, and communities that challenge and inspire you. You can invest in relationships. tips that accelerate your growth. Two, you can capitalize on timing, so stay tuned in to the trends in your industry. Identify emerging technologies, shifts in consumer behavior, or economic cycles that you can leverage. Three, you can cultivate practical intelligence, so hone your social skills, emotional intelligence, and the ability to navigate complex situations. This is as important as raw talent or technical skills. Four, reframe adversity. Don't shy away from challenges. Embrace them as opportunities for growth, resilience, and innovation. Seek out desirable difficulties that push you beyond your comfort zone. Five, leverage your cultural legacy. Recognizing how your upbringing, values, and cultural background shape your unique strengths and perspectives. These are assets in your entrepreneurial journey. Six, engineer your own Matthew effect. Intentionally stack small wins and create positive feedback loops that compound over time. Seven, focus on meaningful work. Pursue endeavors that align with your values and mission. Meaningful work is a powerful motivator that fuels dedication and perseverance. And eight, adopt a growth mindset. Believe in your ability to learn and evolve. Embrace challenges as opportunities to expand your skill set and your knowledge. Now, take some time to reflect on these principles. Which one resonates most strongly with you, and how can you integrate them into your daily life and business strategies? I'll give you some examples now as to how I think you can include them into your daily life and business. So Gladwell's Insights, they offer a unique lens through which to view business strategy. So let's take our outliers exploration to the next level and apply it directly to entrepreneurship. Here's how to apply those principles to sharpen your competitive edge. First, create your own 10,000-hour ecosystem. So don't just practice, create an environment that accelerates your team's learning and mastery. Invest in training programs, mentorships, and knowledge sharing initiatives. Build a culture that values continuous learning and improvement. Second, spot the quote-unquote birth year opportunities in your industry. So analyze emerging technologies, regulatory changes, demographic shifts that could create new markets or disrupt existing ones. Be the first to capitalize on these opportunities, like those who recognize the potential of e-com or mobile apps in their early stages. Third, build your practical intelligence arsenal. So develop your network and build relationships with key stakeholders in your industry. Master the art of negotiation, persuasion, and conflict resolution, and learn to read social cues and adapt your communication style to different audiences. Four, leverage desirable difficulties to drive innovation. So encourage your team to tackle challenging projects that push them beyond their comfort zone. Foster a culture that embraces experimentation and learns from failures. Create a system for capturing and implementing innovative ideas from all the levels of your organization. Five, uncover hidden cultural legacies within your team. So recognize and celebrate the diverse backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives of your employees. And to do this, you have to create an inclusive environment where everyone feels valued and empowered to contribute their unique talents. You are going to be leveraging your team's collective cultural intelligence to gain a deeper understanding of your customers and their markets. So the action step with this section is to analyze your current business strategy through the lens of outliers. Think about where can you apply these principles to gain a competitive advantage, and what hidden opportunities or strengths can you leverage? Lastly, I want to tackle the ultimate entrepreneurial challenge, scaling your business, drawing on outliers and some of the principles that we've explored. As we all know, scaling isn't just about growth. It's about creating a sustainable, thriving organization that outperforms the competition. So here is how to approach scaling like an outlier. First idea, embrace the power of meaningful work at scale. So as your company grows, ensure your mission and values remain at the core of your culture. Empower employees to connect their work to a larger purpose, fostering a sense of ownership and pride, and align incentives with your mission. Create a system where individual success contributes to the collective good and individual success is rewarded for contributing to the collective good. Second, scale your 10,000-hour ecosystem. So invest in scalable learning and development programs that equip your team with the skills and knowledge needed to thrive in a rapidly changing environment. Foster a culture of mentorship where experienced team members share their expertise with new hires, and leverage technology to create virtual learning communities and knowledge sharing platforms within your organization. Yeah. Third idea, build systems, not just products. So
don't just focus on creating a great product or service. Develop scalable systems and processes that can support rapid growth. You want to automate repetitive tasks, streamline workflows, and invest in technology that enhances efficiency and productivity. And you want to create a culture of continuous improvement where you're constantly refining and optimizing your systems. Fourth idea, cultivate a leadership pipeline of practical intelligence. So identify and develop leaders who possess the emotional intelligence, adaptability, and problem-solving skills needed to navigate complex challenges. Create a leadership development program that focuses on practical skills like negotiation, conflict resolution, and decision-making under pressure. And you want to encourage leaders to mentor and develop the next generation of talent. And last idea, leverage the Matthew effect to accelerate growth. You want to identify early wins, capitalize on them to build momentum, use your initial success to attract top talent, secure funding, and expand your customer base. Create a virtuous cycle where each success fuels the next, propelling your business towards outlier levels of achievement. Remember, outliers aren't born, they're made. Success is a multifaceted equation, and Outliers offers a powerful framework for understanding its variables. I hope these insights spark new strategies and a fresh perspective on your entrepreneurial journey. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.